Dreamscape presents Hustle and Heart by Kaylin Lowry. Narrated by Renee Chambliss. Introduction. Being in the public eye, I have received more advice than I would have ever imagined. Although most of it is unsolicited, and a majority of it is outrageous, I have seen some helpful tidbits throughout the years. Whether you're finding inspiration from clever Instagram quotes and thoughtful tweets, or chatting with your lifelong girlfriends, it seems there is an endless amount of advice to go around. We all seem to give advice by the bucket and take it by the grain. However, oftentimes the people behind these life-changing nuggets of knowledge are also people who have never been through similar experiences whatsoever. So what makes me more qualified than anyone else? Well, let me acknowledge those who think I have no business giving anyone advice. Yes, I see you out there, and I'm well aware of how you feel. Why would anyone take advice from Kaylin from Teen Mom 2? What did she ever do except get pregnant? The only reason we even know who she is because she got lucky and wound up on MTV. How can she go out there and act like she's some kind of role model? I could go on, but what's the point? I know some people think it's sad that I have a platform to share my thoughts and speak my mind. I happen to think it's sad that I can skim through my Instagram comments at any given moment and see so many strangers repeating the same negative comments over and over. Sure, I have lots of supporters, and I'm incredibly lucky to have so many fans from the show who have encouraged me along the way. The kindness of strangers is an amazing thing. It's a shame that the negativity sometimes stands out more. Then again, someone once said that a successful woman is one who can build a foundation with the bricks that have been thrown at her. So hey, thanks for the bricks. As for the idea that I shouldn't be giving anyone advice, all I can say is that I'm not trying to act like I'm smarter, wiser, or more mature than anyone else. That's not why I wrote this audiobook. I wrote it because when I got the opportunity, I was and still am at a point in my life where I need to step back and make sense of my own story. Not to go back over what has happened, that's what the first book was for, but to underline what I've really learned from it all. Because I need those...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?